Hey, this is Tim Robinson, and this is Take It From the TIM, and that's Tim. The subject today is called Gratitude, a tribute to my parents. You know, I truly believe that God makes no mistakes. And I believe that even when we go through things that are not pleasant, that are trying and challenging, it is meant for our good. A lot of times we have to go through it, and later when we reflect on it, we will see that it was actually for our good. We will see the lessons that were there to be learned, and hopefully we have learned those lessons and we are able to grow from them. I am thankful for a mother and father that were married for 50 years before my father passed away. I am grateful and thankful for parents that were supportive of me. I was involved in quite a number of things through my school years, and my parents were there for most of the events that I invited them to. And sometimes that caused sibling rivalry between my siblings and I, because the fact is they felt that my parents were supporting me possibly more than them. Although looking back and also dealing with the issue when it was occurring, my siblings were into a lot of things, a lot of activities, so it's like they're upset with me because my parents were supporting things I was doing, but they didn't have anything that they were actually asking my parents to support them with. Now, with the exception of my oldest brother, there was a couple of situations that he didn't feel quite supported as he should have been, and I am actually in agreement with him in those two issues, those particular issues that he would be referring to. But my other brothers, my parents were supportive as much as they could have been. I was like Les Brown when he said that all he wants to do was to buy his parents a home. And I wanted to buy my parents a home. I got into the insurance business with the intentions of being able to make enough money to buy my parents a home. I felt that I wanted to give them ability to relax and enjoy their life. Now, situations happened that I have never been able to do that for them, but I've done a lot of other things for them along the way. Like I bought my parents a car at one time. So that's one of the things. And whenever they needed something, I would hear them talk about it and I would surprise them with what they needed without them asking me for it, because my parents were not people that asked me for things. But I always like to give them things because I just like to see them smile. I love to see my parents smile. Now, my dad has been gone for 9 years. It'll be 10 years in December of this year, and I miss him tremendously. I miss my father so much, because now that I have matured even more over the last 9 years, there's so many things that I wish I could have picked his brain with. There's so many things I wish I could have asked him, but while he was still here, I would like to have known more about his childhood experiences. I find that a lot of African American youth really don't know a lot about their parents' history, and that's why so much breaks in the cultural line with people of color. And it's time that we start having those dialogues with our elders and finding out information and recording that information so we would be able to pass it down to the next generation. Now, my mother is still here, and I thank God so much every day. I love my mother with my being. Everything within me, I love my mother. Now, just because you love someone doesn't mean that you guys get along all the time, because me and my mother, we go through our challenges like everyone else. But when I look at my mom and I see her smile and I see her happy, and as she's getting older, I know that she cannot do a lot of things the way she did when she was younger. So my mother is about to come and stay with me, and I've asked her for years, and now she finally has agreed to come and stay with me. And it's just my way of giving my mother back something that she gave me, that care and that nurture and that love. And I'm going to tell you something. We are here for a finite period of time. We have a start date and an expiration date. And I'm saying this to everyone that is listening to me, to be grateful to your parents and forgive them of their mistakes as they forgive you of yours. Be grateful for your siblings and do the same for them, and realize that you're not always going to see things eye to eye. And sometimes you're going to do things that's going to hurt one another to the heart. But be open and willing to have a dialogue with one another that you're able to move on and move forward. I want to die empty. I say that a lot. And I know years ago people said I was the I love you guy, because I tell people that I love them. And that's regardless of gender and anything else concerning the individual. If I love you, I love you. And I will not say I love you to people that I don't. It doesn't mean that I dislike you, but I don't have that love for you. But when I say I love you, you can believe that I do, because my love is true. So I've always got named as the I love you guy. So when I tell you I love you, believe me when I say it. Because when I say I want to die empty, I don't want to die with my love inside of me that I should have shared with you. I don't want to die without expressing how I felt for you and feel for you. And I don't want to die without trying my best to not repay my parents for what they have done for me when I was growing up, but just to show them the love that they are appreciated and they are respected and that they are valued and that I am grateful for their sacrifices. And to my mom in particular, she may get to hear this podcast if I let her hear it, or one of my siblings let her hear it. But Mom, I love you with everything in my being. And I know that you know that, but I want the world to know that you are special and I appreciate you. And I'm grateful that you are my mother. This is Tim Robinson with Take It From Tim. I hope you found value in the message that I just gave you about loving the ones that we are connected with by family and blood, but also loving those around you that have given and shown you love, and give them love in return. And I appreciate you giving me your greatest asset, which is your time. And I hope you found value in sharing it with me. Take care.